This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis got some big wins in this year's legislative session. CPR's Benta Berkland reports bills for some of his top priorities are awaiting his signature.
Democrats got rid of parking minimums for new developments in large cities. Another bill will require larger communities to build more density near transit. Polis's office also helped negotiate a deal with the oil and gas industry and environmental groups to use funds from a tax on drilling to pay for transit and parks and wildlife. Meanwhile, Republicans and Democrats joined forces to back some tax reforms. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A resource center for unhoused residents in Grand Junction has exceeded expectations in its first 3 months. The shelter has provided more than 20,000 services and averaged 114 visitors per day. That's according to Chris Masters with the nonprofit Homeward Bound.
We did not expect to see the volume that we're seeing, but we're elated that we are seeing the volume and folks come through in the numbers that we're seeing.
The day center opened after a downtown park frequented by people experiencing homelessness was closed last fall. A Colorado abortion fund says it has helped hundreds of people access abortion so far this year. They say most of them are coming to Colorado from Texas, where abortion is restricted. Cobalt Abortion Fund says it spent $6,000 on services in 2021. So far this year, it's $285,000. It's 1-1 for the Colorado Avalanche and Dallas Stars in their NHL playoff series. Dallas tied the series with a win last night. The series comes to Denver for Game 3 tomorrow. The Denver Nuggets are looking for their first win tonight in their playoff series against Minnesota. This is CPR News and KRCC.